Okay, Maria Frabotai, we are learning Hilchos Shabbos, and we are currently studying the Melacha of Lush, which is really, really hard. That's my introduction, that Lush is super difficult. So before yesterday, if you remember, Thursday, when we had our last year on Lush, we just presented the Gemara. Wednesday, we had our last year on Lush, thank you. So we presented the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda about whether the malacha is when you are nosein es ha-mayim, or whether the malacha is when you're megabel. And we presented understandings of this, whether the malacha is asiyas isa, or whether the malacha is creating a chibur. Right? We presented those possibilities. But we noted la halacha that even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that the malacha is when you're megabel, nonetheless, Nesinas Mayim is also Asur, but it's Asur Midrabana. Right? And the proof to that was just the simple Lashon of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel, meaning that you are Chayiv when you're Megabel, but Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel, there's some Isur Drabanan before the Gibol. That was Shlav Rishon. Shlav Sheni, we pointed out that the Bir Halacha has a chiddush that although according to Rebbe you are chayiv when you are nisein asamayim, but you're also chayiv if you are megabel. So, l'mashal, if someone is nisein asamayim erev Shabbos and then is megabel on Shabbos, so even according to Rebbe you're going to be chayiv. And the Bir Halacha's proof was from a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes that if a person is echad lush, echad orech, echad kotev, so you're going to be chayiv on all of those things. Right? Remember this? Bir Halacha? The Bir Halacha right at the beginning when he introduces the Malach of Lush, basically in Shinkach Aleph, Se'if Yud Dalid. So the first Bir Halacha over there, Dir Amaso Ein, he quotes from a Rekeach, he quotes from a Rekeach and Ur Zeruah, who quoted Yerushalmi, that Lush, Orech HaMekatev is Chayim Mishum Lush. So there's a Raya, an often a Raya from Yerushalmi. It is worth noting, although I don't think this changes anything La Halacha, but it's worth noting that the Rambam is mashmit that Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi, which the Bir Halacha invokes to prove that you are chayiv according to Rebbe, even if you are megabel after your nisein mayim, right? And if you read the Bir Halacha carefully, he says the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Rakeach and the Arzarua, but it's not quoted by Maimonides, right? That is interesting, and that l'cha'ira certainly opens the possibility that you, that according to Rebbe, you're not going to be chayiv if you're megabel. It's not so relevant, however, because the majority shita of Rishonim is like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that the malacha is by the gibel. We happen to have a yesh omrim. It's quoted in Shin, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun, in Shin Pachah Sif Katan Nun, when he gives the overview for Lush, points out that the majority of Rishonim hold, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTruma, paskins like Rebbe. That shita makes it to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chaf Dalet Se'if Gimel as a Yesh Omrim. But nonetheless, the majority shita is like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, certainly, if you have water that's added and then you megabel afterwards, we can't permit that because, come on, right? What about anyantiv? So enochanami anyantiv is probably going to be mutter because lisha is mutter anyantiv, right? Absolutely, we are now up to these malachos which are permitted anyantiv. That's a very important ha'ara. Right? From here, within Sidurah the Pass, all the malachos that we're going to encounter here on are mutter anyantiv. Absolutely. So that's one ha'ara. Again, what we're trying to do now is just like take inventory and add one or two details which I might not have been fully clear on earlier. We also spoke about what happens if something is anal bargibul, right? Afer, for example, on daf yud ches, ashes. Ashes never combine to become a real paste, right? Ashes are, right? They just won't become a full paste. So what's the din over there? So according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas on daf yud ches between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef about whether Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir on lav bar gibol than he is on bar gibol. Taisvis paskind, that we are more machmir on lav bar gibol than we are on bar gibol. That's a tosis on 18a. Yud ches amar aleph, for those of you who don't speak Lashon Laz. Right? 18a places paskins that by diyoy, etc., places paskins like a bay. The vast majority of the Rishonim dispute this. The Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is that harbe Rishonim are machmir, harbe Rishonim. I had a ha'ara actually that if you look in the Archos Shabbos, I think he's imprecise. Usually the Archos Shabbos is Gevaldik. The Archos Shabbos in his Hakdama to the Malacha writes Rov Rishonim. There's a difference between Harbe and Rov. And Archos Shabbos says Rov Rishonim. Okay, I don't know if that's correct.
What's the difference between
Harbe
and Rov?
Harbe means many, Rov means the majority.
Right.
Right. In other words, let's say I have 20 Rishonim and 7 are Machmir. That's Harbe, but it's not right. Right? The Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is that Harbe Rishonim are going to be Machmir on this. If you want me to find exactly where that...
It's by the Samach of the Shar Tzion.
The Shar Hatzion Osamach.
No, that's... In the Mishnah Brura. It's in the Mishnah Brura, just where it is Samach.
Right, where that would be. Das Harbe Mishonin, the Bedover, the Lav Bar Gibo, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Mishonosim B'mayim Chayiv. That's right. Now, it happens that there is a minority Shita in Rishonim, which not only is it a minority Shita, the Chazanish said, Ein Lo Chaver, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Perek Ches, it's the last Rambam in Ravid in Perek Ches. The Rambam at the end of Perek Ches tells me that by a davar that is lav bar gibel, not only are you not chayiv by nesinas mayim, aber shteit in Rambam, that by a davar delav bar gibel, hamegabel as ha'ofar is told alosh, ve'en gibel be'efer v'lo b'cho v'lo b'morsam, v'lo b'kiyoti b'hen. That's a funny lashon. Let's read it again. Ve'en gibel be'efer. No? Not only is the Rambam saying that nesinas mayim is not going to be chayiv be'efer, which is a machlekes Abaye and Rav Yosef and Daf Yud Ches. But the Rambam says that by a dover de lav bar gibel, ein gibel be'efer, meaning it's only osir midrabanan. It's not osir min haTorah. And the Ravid writes, kimedumali sheto abaza, shehu sover, shem nasan bahem mayim, she'en lechayim mashem lisha. It's ever ain't okay, shall amru. Shelo amru efer eno bar gibel elash eno b'chusar gibel b'nesinas mayim levad chayiv. In other words, the Ravid takes the other extreme shita. He says that by lav bar gibel yechayiv aser min hatayra, put to death even by nesinas mayim. The Rambam is super mekel man. The Ravid is super machmir. Right. That's basically again what we have so far. Just to clarify. Now, we try to be machmir like Rebbe. Since it's a yesh omer min Shulchan Aruch that nesinas mayim is chayiv, we try to be machmir like Rebbe. However, the Mishnah Brura points out.
Also, didn't we say it's in the Isser anyways?
It's going to be also midrabanon anyway. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Behuda Nachon, it's going to be also midrabanon to be no same Nayim. But we try to be machmir like Rebbe, that's also min hatayva. Lamai nafgamina. The nafgamina is because the Gemara has a bazillion shinuyim by Lash. And it's much easier to be mekel on shinui if it's aser midrabanan. If it's aser min haTorah, shinuyim are going to be exceedingly difficult. Right? That's the. Now that means, by the way, that for the Rambam, a dover that's lav bar gibel, shinui is mutter. And in the Orchos Shabbos, footnote 7 and 8, he points out that the Rambam learns all of the Shinuyim in Shas are talking about a Dovar that is Lav Bar Gibel. Right? Remember, for the Rambam, Lav Bar Gibel means it's Asur Midrabanan, even if you do Gibel. And the Rambam is going to tell me that every single shinui that we encounter is only by a dover that's lav bar gibel. L'didan, according to us, mainstream Judaism, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, right? Like Rav Schechter spoke about over Shabbos, we believe in being normal, right? L'didan, that's what our yeshiva stands for. So we don't talk like the Rambam. But we hold l'cha'era that in cases we try to be machmir for Rebbe that nesinas mayim is an iser d'oraisa, and then perhaps shinui won't really help. Right? That's what Rashi writes on the top of Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that according to Rebbe, shinui does not help. And we try to be machmir like Rebbe, so that would seem to shut the door, that no shinuyim help by Lush. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Brura paskins at the end of Shin Chof Aleph, it's beferish in the Shar HaTzion Os Pei Dalet. The Mishnah Brura paskins that even though it's a Blila Ova, and by a blila ova, we usually are machmir that nesinas mashka is a problem. But the Taz writes that by tzinon, since you can't make it from Erev Shabbos, we rely on the Deya Kamaisa, that what? That nesinas mashkin is nakibulon. So when it's E efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos. When you can't do it on Erev Shabbos, so then we are not machmir at all for the opinion of Rebbe, which the Sefer HaTruma paskins like. Correct? And that means that if it is E efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos, you can even do a belila ova with shinuyim, right? The shinuyim work on an iser derabbanan. If it's e efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos, so we're going like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that ordinarily gibol would be aser min hatayra if it's a belila ova. But al yedei shinuyim, and perhaps you would need two shinuyim to for sure make it derabbanon, al yedei that we can be megal. Now, let me explain. One of the cases that is discussed over here is not the nicest case, but Torah, and we have to know it. Look in the Mishnah Brura, Shin Chaf Aleph Se'if Katin Nun Zayin, towards the end. Shin Chaf Aleph Nun Zayin. Let's look at that Mishnah Brura. Kosev HaMogen Avram. But the Mogen Avram writes. The Mogen Avram writes. Nirali de Osir Lahashtin Al Tit Mishum Gibol. Right? Are you allowed to urinate on the ground on Shabbos? So the Mogen Avram writes, you're not allowed to. Because there's gibol, kavanos. I feel the rov haposkin. This feel like the bedavishu bar gibol enochev ashegavel. Mikom mokom. There's an iser, isura miyaika. No, there still is going to be an iser, like we pointed out. That points to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. There's an iser derabbanon for nisin esmayim. Vehu adin by offer tichoach ubechol. Even though eno mechaven lelisha. Nonetheless, it's a psik resha. Right? The cup that you spit into in the old shuls, they used to have a thing called a spittoon that people during davening would spit, and they'd spit into the spittoon, and they would sometimes have dirt at the bottom. The kli shero cake bow, where you wash your mouth, and there's dirt at the bottom. Yesh la'ayin is an usser or mutter. Maybe it's a psik resha d'loy nicholei. And the base mayor writes, it's mutter ve'es hatzayrech lahashtin al tit. V'yesh lismuchazeh b'makom sha'tit eino shalom. This is already an interesting Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that you can be makel to urinate on your dirt because for you, it's a psikreta deloy nichole. You don't want your dirt to what? To have any gibol. Now, I totally don't understand this. I don't want my dirt to have any gibol either. I don't know why it would be nichole of my dirt either. But the base mayor says I can urinate on your dirt. Again, why? Because urinating is just nesinas mayim. Nesinas mayim, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, is aser midrabanan. A psik resha d'loy nichole on an iser d'rabbanan is mutter.
Yeah, but what about the haftal recha kamocha? It's nichole.
Not to urinate.
Your dirt.
What?
What about, yeah. I should feel the same way about your dirt as I feel about my dirt.
No, I agree. Right? I don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah is only making on your dirt. L'chara, my dirt also. I don't want the urine on the dirt. By the way, there's another issue with urinating on the dirt in terms of perhaps, like the Gemara that we had in Moed Kut and Daf Beis. That's concerned Mashka Mayim Lizra'im. It might be Zareya or Choresh, no? Rabban Rav Yosef from Machlokas, the first Daf in Moed Kut.
He says,
what?
It's the same problem with eating in the sukkah.
Same problem with eating in the sukkah, right? The reason to ask for eating in the sukkah that we've been discussing, right? Oh, should come up also. What were you saying, Nadia? I'm sorry.
I thought the assumption was that urine was not good for plants.
Correct. That's what the
Sefer
Yerayim said. So maybe there's no Zoreya. How come there's no Choresh? So we have to say there's only Choresh in the Mokum that could be Zoreya. And maybe there's Lush. There are three potential Malachas involved in urinating on the grass on Shabbos, right? Who would have thunk? Right? Three potential Malachas de Oraisa. But you could be making on all of them, right? Acharei Kechol Sakol, you could be making on all of them, providing there's no Zoraim.
Okay, right? We can make contrast about Tiulim. Tiulim on Chol HaMoed Sukkim.
Right. Chol HaMoed Sukkim, exactly. There's some Isser, you can't do Zoreya on Sukkim also, right? On Chol HaMoed as well, that's right. Oh. So because our master, the Mishnah Brewer, is make on Psikration, the Long Nicholas, on Isurim Dirabon. And although some of the Sfarim say Rabbi Willig is making Psikresha the Lol Nicholais by Dirabonan entirely, some of the Sfarim are Mako only B'makom Hatzorech. Like if you need to urinate, that's considered a Tzorech, etc. Okay. Be it as it may. But let's just Chazer again. The Mishnah Brura's Psak is that if you have something which is an Isser Dirabonin, so then I can be Mekel Al Yedei Shinui, right? That's standard Judaism. And although ordinarily I am Machmir by Nesinas Mayim, but I could be Mekel on Nesinas Mayim, then it's not called Lush if I could not do it Me'erev Shabbos. Nady was the only one who responded to my call to deal with some of the practical shilas of Lush.
Egg salad.
Huh?
Egg salad.
Egg salad we'll talk about, maybe. Yeah, we can talk about egg salad. But before we get to egg salad, the biggest issue that comes up is baby cereal. Okay? The way baby cereal works, ladies and gentlemen, is the first food that a baby it eats is breast milk. After breast milk, the baby begins solid foods. The solid foods, usually rice cereal comes first, followed by oatmeal. No? Is that the standard way it works? Now, the baby cereals are generally made that you mix a little bit of breast milk with the rice or the oatmeal, let's say, and you give it to the baby. Is it mutter to make baby cereal on Shabbos? So now, if it is an Isser Dirabonin, meaning I do it, I make it as a Blila Raka. The Gemara on Kuf Nun Vav tells me that there is Shasisa Raka, right? The Gemara on Kuf Nun Vav distinguishes between a soft cereal and a thicker cereal, what we would call a batter versus a dough. So the Gemara says that shasisa raka is going to be, but we have a stira. Everyone holds by chashenes hashosos b'shabbos. Aye, the Brisa says not supposed to do it. Lo kasha haba ava haba raka, providing your mishani. How do you do the shinui? No sinas hachomets hachakach no sinas hashosas. Right, that the shinui is that you switch the order. You put the vinegar in before the shosas, before this. What is shosas, by the way? There's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. I think Rashi says that Shosis is Kemach Koli, the same thing that the Gemara is talking about earlier. The Rambam in Perekhof Aleph, right? The Rambam Perekhof Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel, the Rambam says that Shosis is that the Tavua is not Gadal Shalish at all, and then you just make it something like that. This is Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. What exactly the shosis is? Okay, whatever it is. But the point is to make baby cereal on Shabbos. L'cha'ora, if it's going to be a blila raka, so the Gemara is beferish that if it's a blila raka, you make the shinui by reversing the order. If you usually put the solid in first, so then you put the liquid in first. You usually put the liquid in first, you put the solid in first. What about if you are not sure or there is no consensus about how it is done? So the Mishnah Berura has two opinions. If you're not sure how it's done, the Mishnah Berura writes, I think it's a fucking summer. Hey. Mishnah Berura says, if you're not sure, you follow the Seder that's in Shas. Where is this Mishnah Berura?
Samach Vav.
Samach Vav, let's see.
I'm not sure.
Mishnah Berurah has two opinions about, again, if the Seder is always one way, then you switch the Seder. What about if the Seder is not always one way? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should follow the way it says in the Gemara, which is that first you put the liquid and then you put the solid. I have to get you the Marim Makom on this Mishnah Berura. Oh, here, Sifkatin Nun Zayin. The beginning Sifkatin Nun Zayin. Ayin taz the osir laruv b'shabes shel pesach keren kemach she'osir mitrinos matza afuya to put it in yayin omeid vash, even though it's like shesisa, which is trina gasa, and by shesisa we're mekom raka ayde shinui, but kemach zeh the taz says ein yadua manosein trila b'chol kedei leida mahu hashinui, okein osir im osa harbe, right, meaning, if I have matzah meal and I want to mix the matzah meal with some liquid, so the Taz says, I don't know what goes first by the matzah meal. What's the minika olam in terms of mixing matzah meal with liquid? What goes first? Since I don't know what goes first, so therefore the Taz says, you can't do the shinui of reversing the order. Therefore, it's usr im oisa harbe. It's only going to be mutter if you make a little bit. We'll talk about that shinui of making a little bit. If not today, we'll talk about it tomorrow. However, the El Yerabah writes, dim ein yadua yased the shinui, which is mefurish in the Gemara, she yitin amachal tchila v'achar kach hamashke. And the chak yankiv is mitzadet l'hako v'tov l'hachmir. Right? V'tov l'hachmir to stir it differently. Okay, so let's just Chazar. The first shinui that we have in the Gemara, or the first shinui that we spoke about, is by shesisa. If it's shesisa raka, meaning if it's a blila raka, it's not going to be like a dough, it's going to be more like a batter. So by a blila raka, the shinui is that you reverse the order. But if it's something that you don't know the proper order, so then, zak the El Yerabah, you should first put the solid, then add the liquid after, because that's the way it says in the Gemara. But Mishnah Berurah is not convinced that this will help. Therefore, you should also have a shinui in the mixing. Even though it's a blila raka, you should also have a shinui in the mixing. So now, based on this, making baby cereal on Shabbos. If the derech that you make the baby cereal during the week is first you put the cereal, then you put the breast milk on top. So in that situation, on Shabbos, you reverse the order. And then it's okay. Assuming the baby cereal that you're making is a b'lila raka, which it usually is at the beginning of giving babies the baby cereal. Reversing the order is enough. And it's a good idea.
B'lila raka?
What?
What's a b'lila raka?
A b'lila raka is a batter as opposed to a dough. That's l'chora a b'lila raka. Although I believe you sent something out. Yeah. On the sheer WhatsApp. You sent something out. I'm sorry, your thing was about what's considered bar gibel or not bar gibel. The difference. I think the assumption is that b'lila raka is.
I just know that when we started salads for Shoshana, that like we tried making it thin, but then you can't scoop it up. Like it just wasn't worth it. Like we never went through the batter.
So let's go slowly. So if you're making it very thin and you're going to give it to the baby, it's mamish like the soup. So then all you have to do is reverse the order. If you're not sure which order is normal, so then the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir, that you do a shinui in the stirring, not only a shinui in the pudding, in the adding of the mashka, because we're not sure which one it is. If it is a b'lila ova, you should really make it on Erev Shabbos. But if you can't make it on Erev Shabbos, the baby won't eat it. Very often, I think the babies don't like it when it's cold. You make it Erev Shabbos, you have to put it in the refrigerator, the baby won't like it. Make a b'lila ova on Erev Shabbos. So we saw the Shar HaTzion said, if you can't do it on Erev Shabbos, so you do it on Shabbos by a b'lila ova, but then you should try to do a double shinui. If it's a b'lila ova, try to reverse the order that it's put into and also do a shinui in the gibel. Also stir it differently. Now, yes.
Can you make it like extra thick Erev Shabbos and then thin it out with hot water on Shabbos?
So yes, you can. The melacha of lush is only if you are making something thicker or you are creating a paste. If you are thinning it out, so you're allowed to add... You're allowed to add liquid to something that's already done. I could give you a mare makom or two.
And no shinui at all is necessary. That's just mutter.
Correct. It's heter gomor to thin something out. That's not called lush klav ikar.
Mm-hmm. That could theoretically be the best option.
Yeah, you make it thinner, and then you add hot water on Shabbos, like from a klisheni or something. But irim a klisheni, we saw the Taisis on Lamed Tes, maybe is machmir on, but the Pashtus is when not machmir and irim a klisheni. Yeah, that works, no? That should absolutely work.
Rebbe.
Yes, Rebbe. Jake. What?
How would I define which thing am I thickening and which thing am I thinning? Am I thickening the water? Or am I thinning the cereal?
I'm thinning the thing that was there first, and I'm acting on. I had the cereal there first. I'm acting on the cereal, so I'm thinning it out.
What do you mean it's there first? It's what the thing that's not being poured from? Because I'm pouring from the water, it's being changed. By that logic, I don't need any of this, and therefore I can just...
Your argument that you're your argument, I think, is that you're thickening the water. You're not thinning the cereal. Is that your argument?
Right. I don't know which one I'm thickening and which one I'm thinning.
So I think like, pardon me, Jake, but we focus on what, the way normal people think about this. Normal people think that I am adding water to cereal, so, and I'm thinning the cereal, right? It's like the old Family Feud, 1,000 people surveyed, right? What's the answer? 1,000 people surveyed, you're thinning the cereal. Does that resonate with you?
Seems all about this.
What do you think? That's not bad. That's excellent. When I first became a rabbi, someone advised me never use the term balabatish svara to say that it's not good, because the people you're speaking to are balabatim, no? And it's like really insulting to say a bad svara is a balabatish svara. Does that sound, you agree with that? Oh, no.
Yes, I believe it's a bad idea to use that expression from the pulpit.
We will have to expunge that expression from our conversation. Oh, no. So the first shinui we spoke about is a shinui in the Seder Hanesina, which helps by a blila raka. If it's a blila ava, it's unclear whether the shinui in the Seder Hanesina will help. And certainly by a blila ava, you have to do another shinui, which are found in the Gemara. What are the other shinuyim found in the Gemara? So the Gemara on Kuf Nun Heyam is going over to Kuf Nun Vav. But again, the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Heyam speaks about Morsan. Morsan is after you sift the flour, the bran remains. You mix that bran with some liquid and you give it to the behemoth. That's the discussion in Morrison. That's the discussion in the Gemara. On the Kuf Nun Heim Beis, going over to Kuf Nun Vavam and Av, you have Kali. Kali are grains that are heated in an oven until they become soft and geschmack, until they become tasty and geschmack. It's like if you ever have Oat Crunch cereal, like they have Cheerios with Oat Crunch, right? It's very sweet. But that's like what you give the kids at the Seder. You give them Kleios and a Glazen. That's Kali.
So Kali, I think the cereal is sweet because they add honey and sugar.
That's another pshat. Another pshat.
Ebech, I gave a balabat to Shesvara.
But Kali, thank you, Nadi. Very, very much appreciated. But Kali, it's sweet on its own. So the Gemara says, there's a machlekes whether you could be govel as hakoli. Even the opinion that you can be govel, hani milu de mishani. What's the shinui? Zak the Gemara, al yad, al yad. The shinui is al yad, al yad. What does al yad mean? So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that you can do it a little bit. Right? Shinchof aleph se'if yud dalid. Ein megablin kemach koli harbe. Shema yavo lolosh kemach she'eno koli. You can't be megabel harbe. You can't do a lot of it, but you could do a little of it. No definition is given what's called a lot, what's called a little.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't there a concept of chatzi shir?
Correct the beer halacha akasha in Dibur Hamasko Shema Yavai. The Bir Halacha asks, I don't understand. The Nishmas Adam has a taina, shouldn't it be Chatishir? And Chatishir is Aser Min HaTorah. So I don't understand the Pshat. Why is doing a little bit mutter? So the Nishmas Adam suggests that maybe Al Yad does not mean that you do a little bit at a time, but it means that you mix it differently. I'm not sure what it means. He doesn't explain it. It could be that maybe you do it in your hand instead of doing it in the bowl. You take the kali in your hand and you mix it. That's like a shinui.
You know, so like the Mishnah pass it from one hand to the other?
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, like I'm holding it in one hand or again, I don't know exactly what it means, but it's considered kil achar yad. And if you look in Rashi, the second line from the top of Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Rashi says, Ad Yigabel al yad, so Rashi, it's kil achar yad. Now, the Bir Halacha does not like this at all. The Bir Halacha says, elsewhere in Shas, the term al-yad, al-yad means a little bit by a little bit. The Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes, it appears somewhere in Erevin also, I forgot where. The Gemara learns from a pasuk, kobeit al-yad yarve, that if you learn Torah too quickly, you won't remember anything. Kobeit al-yad yarve, if you do a teeny bit, small bits, bite-sized chunks, then you'll end up remembering your learning. Al-yad means learn little bit by little bit. Aye, how come it's mutter? So the Bir Halacha has a chiddush. The Bir Halacha says, how can it be mutter? Aye, shouldn't it be chatzi shir osar min ha-tayra? So zuck the Bir Halacha. Maybe this is only mutter by kali. It's not mutter by anything else. And that's because kali is already edible kishala atmo. When I have the grain that is already roasted, it's already tasty and sweet, it's already a din of eichel. And the malacha of lush is when I make something into an ochel. But if it's already an ochel, it's okay. Lush is a stage in making bread. It's a stage in making food. But the kali is already an ochel, and it's going to be okay. That's one svara that he says. Svara number two that he says is maybe the heter of al-yad, al-yad, this heter of doing a teeny bit, is only mutter if you're going to eat it right away. Just like we said that boirer la'alter is mutter, and the chubis harashba said tochein la'alter is mutter, right? Remember that? Perhaps lush la'alter is mutter. Perhaps lush la'alter is mutter.
Even
to eat it right away.
Meaning like even if you do full lush? Like,
even if I do, so maybe what the Gemara means is if I do a teeny bit at a time and I'm going to eat it right away, maybe then I'm matir. The Mishnah Brura at first in this long Bir Halacha suggests, but one second, he suggests that maybe the kula of al-yad al-yad in the Gemara is formulated by Rav Chista. Rav Chista is the opinion on ayin dalet amud alef by Boirer, that Rav Chista said it's going to be mutter if you do pachos mikashir. So maybe Rav Chista's lishitasoi that Rav Chista holds chatzishir is not aser. That's the suggestion of the Bir Halacha. But then the Bir Halacha says, no, come on, we paskin chatzishir is aser min atayr. To say it, Rav Chista lishitasoi doesn't make sense. But a combination of the fact that you're going to do a little bit and eat it right away might be permitted. It happens that if you look in the Rashba himself, in Chelak Dalad Simen Ayin Hey, the Rashba sounds like we are making on Losh La'alter. In the Archos Shabbos, he noted this, that the Rashba sounds like we're making on page Reish Lamed Beis in the Archos Shabbos. He says the Rashba sounds like, if that same Rashba that is the source that Trina is Mutter La'alter, he says Lush is Mutter La'alter. It's actually like the last paragraph in the Rashba. He quotes a Tosefta. It matters that last paragraph in the Rashba. That Lush La'alter is Mutter. I'll combine that svara, that Lush La'alter is Mutter, with this svara that we don't fully understand why Chatzishir should not be a problem, but okay, it says in the Gemara, al-yad, al-yad, and maybe that's going to be okay. And this is only true, Zak, the Mishnah Brura, if it's already edible. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah is makel on matzah meal. No? The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Nun Zayin talks about matzah meal. The Chazon Ish says that ma'at ma'at does not help by matzah meal. The Mishnah Berurah says that ma'at ma'at will help, right? The Chazon Ish is simin nun ches os ches. The Mishnah Berurah says no, ma'at ma'at will help by matzah meal because ma'at ma'at helps by something that is already edible. Now, it's hard to know exactly what the lumdus of ma'at ma'at is. The Mishnah Berurah is taina that it is chafi shirin should be asur min haTorah is a very strong taina. If you look in the Chazon Ish, there nun semin nun ches, Chazon Ish has the following suggestion: there are certain items that to knead them well to create a good mixture, you need a lot. If you have a little bit, it doesn't mix well. No, you have a tiny bit, it's just not going to really mix well. You need a whole vat. Maybe that's the lumdus of ma'at ma'at. Meaning, this would be like the egg vital has in the Hakdama, that shinui is only permitted on Shabbos if there's a shinui in the nif'al. If the dough is not as good as it would have been otherwise. So, b'kitzur hama'aseh. I have two shinuyim that we've discussed so far. Shinui number one, the Gemara says by Kali. And that's the shinui of ma'at ma'at. The Mishnah Berurah says that ma'at ma'at is only mutter by Kali. It's not mutter by anything else. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Ramban that ma'at ma'at is going to be mutter by everything, but he says that the Ramban can't mean it. He says it's the wrong pshat in the Ramban, that when the Ramban says it works by everything, what the Ramban means is that it works both by Blila Ova and Blila Raka, but of course it only works by Kali. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah holds that the kula is because it is already edible. However, the Chazon Ish says that the kula of ma'at ma'at is because it doesn't mix well. And whatever doesn't mix well is going to be mutter. Whatever doesn't mix well is going to be mutter. Again, read this long beer halacha in Se'if Yud Daled, where he talks about the issue of chatzi shir. He references that Ramban that we spoke about, right? That this kula is only by kali, it's not by anything else.
Rebbe?
Yes, sir.
Can I raise an issue on the chatzi shir point that's being talked about? I mean, we've spoken about before that it's not so clear that every time you theoretically might be magdir something as chatzi shir, it's necessarily chatzi shir. Like, we've given a few reductio ad absurdums on some of this stuff, as far as, you know, tchumen and things like that, but also just even the machlokas there in the parakosiv between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli about chatzi melacha versus chatzi shir on those alfas.
Right.
So could it be that you would be magyar this as a chetzi malacha of losh and not a chetzi shir of losh?
Yes, I understand that nesinas mayim without gibel might be a chetzi malacha. That I could hear. Right, the malacha is to make dough. The beginning of making dough, it's like walking beis amos, not dalet amos. But if I make dough, I just do a little bit of making dough, why would that be a chetzi malacha?
Perhaps part of the Hagdara of lush is that there has to be enough there for an Esau, and if there's not enough for an Esau, then it's not. Then it's not even lush. It's not that you haven't done enough lush. It's not
very much like shiurim everywhere in Shas. That shiur of hotza'a in terms of, right, let's say I have to carry the amount for a kameya, the amount of leather to make a kameya, right? Less than that is a regular chatzi shiur. As opposed to walking beis amis, that's a chatzi malacha. I think this would be more akin to something that is half of the size of leather necessary to make a kameya. Okay, b'kitzur hama'aseh, gentlemen, what I'd like to do tomorrow is just complete the shinuyim by lush and talk about some of the practical applications. Like I've said probably 36 and a quarter times, it's hard. Lush is a difficult malacha. I don't fully get it. I'm beginning to understand it more than I did a couple of days ago, but I'm not there yet. So we're going to partner together and try to master this malacha of lush, and everyone should have a marvelous day.